Okay, baby. It is the pre-show for Tuesday. We're back at it, man. We have Barstow Wyckoff one more time, the guy with the clenched jaws. We also have Drs. Raccoon and Baboon, who are going to be proposing a show. They want to do a show. You know, Drs. Raccoon and Baboon have the Yogo Institute. Dean, they think, ripped them off when he went with Yogo. But Dean was actually just ripping off yoga. Dean doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, although Dean's probably making money with that Wheeler Resort. I'm having myself a cup of coffee, and it's almost 9 o'clock at night. What do you think about that? I'm one of those people, Jackie's the same way, too. We can drink coffee and go to sleep. And it's a real thing. There are some people, and I think I probably talked to you guys about this. Your alpha waves, is that it, the alpha waves? Have to be a certain frequency. They have to be at a high end for you to fall asleep. And I don't know whether they're called the alpha waves or whatever, but it's a certain part of your brain where the brain waves have to be at a higher level for you to fall asleep. Most people, their brain waves are at that level as they go to bed at night. People like Jackie and I, they're not. So we have a hard time falling asleep. So when we drink a cup of coffee, not always, but sometimes, it lifts up the frequency of those brain waves and you're able to fall asleep. Now, that was explained to me by a psychiatrist, pharmacologist, a great man named Dr. Hamlin Emery, who I visited often for about 20 plus years. Great, great man who's passed on. Bless your heart, Dr. Emery. And he helped a lot of people. He really fucking helped a lot of people, man. He figured out that pharmacology is a huge part of getting people to, getting people straightened out in terms of the biochemistry of their brains. People that have drug problems, people that can't sleep, people that have anxiety, people that are, ADHD, all kinds of, not necessarily really critically, seriously impactful mental illness, but nonetheless, what I learned from him was that science is making a lot of strides in terms of what they call a pharmacology. That is, and Dr. Emery expressed the opinion that in the not too distant future, we're going to defeat drug addiction and alcoholism because it is a matter of the brain lacking a certain biochemistry. Alcoholism, drug addiction. Why do people take drugs? To feel fucking better. That is the awkward and very dangerous layperson trying to medicate themselves. A doctor does it better because the doctor can read your EEGs. At least Dr. Emery was able to do that. He read EEGs and knew what each EEG represented, just looking at the patterns, the readout. So that's what you're doing. You're medicating yourself. So the better course is a professional, scientific approach to, all right, what exactly is it that the brain needs? What do we need that we can put into our system, not become fucking addicts, not kill ourselves, not drive off a bridge, but something that will help medicate the brain in ways that we're attempting to do ourselves in a very dangerous way, and improve people's lives that way. A lot of people that I know smoke a lot of fucking weed because it helps them, man. I've heard people say it's the first time in my life I felt normal smoking dope. Now, it's not something I need. Marijuana does not go well with Phil Hendry. I'm not, I smoked a lot of weed when I was in high school and in my early adult years, and it was not anything that I really ultimately enjoyed. I liked it the very first times that I used it, maybe the first few years, but after that, I did not dig it. The one drug that resonated with me that I responded to really well was speed, and then cocaine. I fortunately am not an addictive personality, so I didn't stay with that shit. I just wound up, drinking lots of coffee. But as I visited Dr. Emery, and he saw this in me, in my exams, he saw that this was an area where I needed, you know, medicating, if you will. So what do you do? Well, you, in the case of Trump, he snorts Adderall. And you know what, man, that may be his, that may be, he may have a similar problem to me. He may have a problem in terms of, you know, trying to energize himself a little bit. All right. I've told you far too much about myself, which is fine with me. And we just had a great weekend with my friends Rob and Debbie, but we'll talk about that on the show. What the fuck is going on around here, man? What is